Not getting anything.
Fuck.
Whoops.
Hello. Hello, can anybody hear me? Yeah, you can. Cool. Sorry for the delay. This is my first ever soul hosting. So what we're just going to do is, if you are coming in, so I can see people coming in all over the place. We've got 15 people online. Go to the chat. If you could tell me where you are dialing in from, that'd be brilliant. And I can't see, here we go. So lovely. So we have got people in from Hong Kong, as far as Hong Kong. Bromley, Bridgewater, and if you can turn your audio off, just keep it now, that'd be brilliant, just out of respect for everyone, and also because we have a lot of people coming in, if we keep the audio on, there's a lot of noise. So if you could just put into the chat box, that's great, where you're calling in from, some Berkshire, Solihull, Silverstone, Hong Kong, Bromley. If you could keep putting those in. London, that's where I am, so I'm in North London. Good to see you, welcome. We've got people joining us all the time. 16 people we are up to, great. And Singapore, wow. Oh, two from Singapore. Nice to have you on the call. So welcome. So I'm going to just keep an eye on everybody coming through on the chat box and welcome you in. So just to give you a little bit of housekeeping, how this works, if you've not already done this, we are here because I am, well, I'm hosting a conversation about social media. So social media, to be or not to be, is the name of the session today. And it's really about the question of whether, as a professional coach in 2018, do you need to be on social media in order to have a successful coaching practice. So that's what we're going to be speaking to today. And just to set some context, to design our alliance of how we're going to be together on this call in this Zoom chat room. So I've got some more people coming through. I'll just be welcoming you as we come. So as you can notice, all of your video and audio are set to being off. If you want to, you can put your video on so we can all see you, but please do keep your audio off for now, unless specifically I ask you to raise a question actually in sound, just because there are lots of people. There are 16 people on the call already, and when you keep the audio on, if you've not used this before, it can get really noisy. So if you can just keep that off. And then if you do want to be asking questions as I'm talking, that is brilliant. But can you make sure, if you go to the bottom of the screen, can you make sure you only send them to me, so to the host? So just send me questions, just specifically to me, so to the host. Otherwise, again, that's really distracting. Loads and loads of questions coming up for everybody. That can be really distracting. So I think that's it for housekeeping. Any questions, let me know in the chat box now about the housekeeping. What else before we get going? So disclaimer, really, I don't work for CTI, so all of my opinions are my own. I'm a freelance professional coach. Yes, I'm a co-active coach, but I'm not employed by CTI. So all of this is, I've been asked by CTI to share my views on social media just because of where I am and my experience around that. So a bit of background, I'll just keep my eye on people coming through. So we've got 16 people now. Welcome. So I'll just give a little bit of background. While I'm doing that, what I'd like you to do to share in the chat box so everybody can see is just share with me, what is your relationship to social media? What do you think about it? What do you feel about it? And also, how much or how little are you currently using social media to promote your coaching practice and to promote you as a coach? So if you could put that in the chat box so that we can all get an idea of who's on the call, what is the general consensus about this? And I just want to say thank you to those of you who actually have already sent that information through. I've got a lovely spreadsheet here of everybody, where everybody is, who answered to that. So thank you for doing that. And it's just really great for everyone else to see where everyone else is with social media. So if you can start doing that. And I will just give you a little bit of background about me. So I've been coaching, I did core curriculum and certification back in 2008. So just coming up for 10 years now. And I've been asked to do this because until this year, I massively resisted using social media. I'm not one of those people who is one of those early adopters of social media or technology or anything like that. I'm quite traditional in my way, in my thinking. I'm quite kinesthetic. I'm a paper and pen girl. So I really resisted it. And the only time, it's just back in the summer that I started using social media. So just this year. And that was because I wanted to get, it's about living my purpose of getting coaching out there. I want coaching to be mainstream. I want Joe Blogs on the Street or people back in my hometown of Grantham in Lincolnshire to know about saboteurs, to know about fulfillment, to know about values. So that's what was behind it for me. So there was that. And in line with that, I'm going to be creating an online course next year. So those two things, so getting that message out and building a following in order to then also let people have access to a much lower rate online course as opposed to my coaching skills one-on-one. So that's what got me to start looking at social media. So, and I have noticed a huge difference in my practice and what's been coming through there. So I just wanted to start looking at where you all are with that. So the overriding thing I'm getting is lots of people not started using social media. There's a lot of fear about social media. And there's a lot of things, like for me personally, I like meeting people face to face. So I'm not great at online stuff. I'm not great at technology naturally. So there's a lot of that here that actually, you know, a lot of you are very face-to-face connection here. Other than LinkedIn, thank you, John. Other than LinkedIn, nothing. That was where I was until this summer. I had a profile on LinkedIn, did nothing else. And even with that profile on LinkedIn, there was nothing else that I was doing. So thank you for that. Overwhelm. Yeah, a lot of overwhelm about social media. It's all of the unknown. It's the lack of priority. Where do you start? Yeah, you don't want to drown out in other people's messages. Brilliant. Yeah. This is it. This is how I felt. And this is the overriding feeling and questions that I'm getting. Somebody actually, you do have a blog, created a Facebook site as well, sharing blogs, Twitter and LinkedIn. So that's Marika. Thank you, Marika, for sharing that. So you are ahead of the curve, ahead of where I was in the summer. So what I got, where do I start? So I think I'm going to start with the question. The main question that this is all based on. And what I'd like you to do now is, as I'm talking, start sending me questions through. So your question, the question that you want answered today while we're on this call. So before 2 o'clock, within this next hour, the one question you want answered around social media. So if you can send that through just to me, just to the host. Thank you. So the big question, yeah, as a coach, coming up to 2018, do you need to be on social media for business success? I would say you don't need it, but God, it gives you a massive advantage. And my overriding feeling and learning just from the past few months, so like I say, just within the past 6 months, that's the only time I've been on social media. What I get around it and my view around it is it's just another opportunity to share your insights, your knowledge, give value to people, share learnings, really share what we share with our clients face to face, but share it on a broader scale. I think it's really easy to forget when you're a coach and when you're coaching on a daily basis or however, whatever basis you're coaching on, the value that we bring to our clients, the value that coaching can bring people who know nothing about it. So that's for me what is brilliant about using social media because, you know, in terms of marketing, it's just invaluable. It just gets your message out, whatever your message is, it just gets it out to people. You're just informing people. That's it. That's all I see it as since I've been using it. Now, the questions are coming through. What's the first and most effective step I can take? Thank you for that, Simon. The first and most effective step you can take, as with any marketing for your coaching practice, is to really identify who your client is, so who you want to work with. And I've got a strong opinion about this, about when you're starting out, as a lot of you are, because I've read the spreadsheet, so thank you for that, is coach anyone and everyone, absolutely. That's what I did when I started out. And alongside that, be developing your niche. So all I mean by developing your niche is really target who you want to be working with, what their main pain is, how old they are, what kind of professions they do, if anything. So really target who it is and think about what social media do they mostly hang out on. So for me, I go for I have three niches. So corporate, midlife professionals going through life crisis or midlife, whatever you want to call it, and co-active coaches going through certification. So they're my three main niches. So for example, if we're looking at midlife professionals going through that crisis point of, oh my God, I'm in this career that I've worked all my life on. I don't know. It's really unfulfilling. I'm really unhappy. Don't know what to do with my life. Okay, what kind of social media are they on? Now, initially I started out on Twitter, but what I'm finding is Instagram is brilliant. Absolutely brilliant for my demographic. So I would say 40 to 55, people who are curious about the world, open to learning, open to experience. I would say Instagram and Facebook. Facebook is absolutely brilliant. So I would say focus on one or two forms of social media where you think your people will be hanging out. And really, specifically, go and look for them. So any kind of groups that they do, or any kind of demographic, you can actually target demographics, especially with Facebook advertising these days. So the first step is choose one or two, decide who it is you're going to target. So then go and look for them, hook up with them in groups or individuals. And then it's really about starting to create content that will be useful to them. So that's what I would say. And when I talk about content, it is daily stuff. So it is reading interesting articles that they may be interested in. It's thoughts, it's opinions. You know, if you are starting out as a coach, every single coaching session you do with a client, there will be information, or there'll be a thought, or there'll be an opinion, or there'll be a subject that comes up from that session that either you can share on the social media channel that you're choosing, or you can then go and find an article and share that, or you can then go and write an article and share that, or you can make a video and share that. I think that every time we have a session with a client, we are creating a learning point, something of interest that is of interest to a much wider audience and all of our potential clients out there. So that is what I would say is the first step. So any more questions around that? Okay, here we go. Yes, you can. What's the first step? A.N. Bellamans, yeah, if you just put it in the chat box, if you can't find, or normally what you need to do is say to, and then say to the host. So click down and it will come through to the host. Okay, so click through. We're talking about that. So going on to my next main theme of questions that came through is how much do you need to do? I would say, you need to be on social media. I would say checking it. I would say posting every other day. Now, I only say that, a lot of people say much more frequently, but I can't sustain every single day a posting. And what I actually use is I kind of do it a bit more strategically. I use something called Buffer, whereby I sit down once a week and Buffer schedules to all of your different channels. So I'm actually posting to lots of different channels at the same time. But what I do is I collect through the week my thoughts, my opinions, interesting articles that I'm reading, anything that comes up to me, and then individuals, you know, ideas or quotes, whatever it is, I collect them through the week on my phone, on my mobile phone. I take a picture of something, and then once a week I sit down and I load it all into Buffer. And what's brilliant about that is it means I take about an hour a week, and then I'm across five different channels. So it doesn't mean you actually have to practically be on there that much time. So you can be strategic about it. And yes, it's great to reply and respond to, absolutely do all of that. But I just sit down once a week and spend an hour. That's how I do it. So going to the next question. Is it really useful, or is it just time wasting? So this was another big themed question. I think it's really useful. I didn't expect such a big impact. What has happened since I've been using social media is what I found is it just keeps you up in everybody's brain. It just keeps you up in their mindset because they're seeing your thoughts, they're seeing your opinions, they're seeing that you know something about something that's relevant to them, that's relevant to their life, that's relevant to a pain that they're struggling with, something they would come to coaching, something they would see you about. Because you're doing that on a regular basis, you're showing time and time again that you know something about something, an issue that they're dealing with, that is just huge. So what that does is since I've been doing it the past months, I'm getting emails from old clients I've not heard from for years. I'm getting emails from clients, potential clients that I've met and went off the boil a couple of years ago. Again, I'm back in their brain. I'm back in their thinking. I'm back in their psyche. So it's just amazing the difference that it makes. So going back to the original question of, you know, do you need to be on social media? You don't need to, but I think it would be silly not to. And I get that there's a lot to think about and it can feel overwhelming, but the value is huge. And also the other part of it is, you know, my one of my huge values is connection. So what being on social media does is have you just be connected to people and have you find out what's going on for people. It's great, you know, it's great. You know, if you can't get out to loads of networking events, you can still be connected to people. You can still be giving people value, you know. And in terms of marketing, that's incredible. You know, they say marketing, the cliche is, you know, it takes 7 points of contact for someone to actually think, oh yeah, this person can help me. So that's what you're doing with social media. You're just making those points of contact in a really consistent way. And that would be the other thing I would say, it does need to be consistent. So you do need to be doing it regularly. But as I've already said, you don't need to be investing a huge amount of time, but whatever you do, just stay consistent. So that's to that. So how much money do you spend to boost your posts? How much click-through have you gotten through? Thank you for those questions. Those are real analytics questions. And this is what I'm now starting to look at. So I have only just started, thank you for that question. I've only just started looking at boosting my posts and doing that. Before that, I think the stage before that is really starting to target where your audience hangs out, starting to get in contact with people, start creating value, creating content on a consistent basis. Really find your voice first. So really discover, you know, what your voice is and what value that gives people. And then now I'm only starting to look at the click-throughs and the boosting the posts. So I'm only just getting to that now. Yeah, so I think that's like, for me, that's been a stage on. So I can't answer specifically the amount on that, but that is the next stage for me. But from my understanding, I've just been speaking to an SEO expert on this, is it doesn't have to be that much. And you do have to be very strategic. So again, it comes back to really defining who you're targeting. So that is the key, I would say, behind all of this. So any more questions coming through? Please keep adding your questions. Where are we? Okay. So into the chat. Okay. So I'm just going to into the chat. Okay, thank you. So another big question was, and this is a fear, and this was a fear of mine. So how to not overdo it? And how to not be too salesy. I think this is a common fear, and I think this relates to any marketing. And I think the main piece I would say around this is just be you. Just be you, who you are right now as a coach. And in terms of overdoing it, some people say you can't ever overdo it. And I would also guess that you're not going to be overdoing it because you're doing lots of other things. I would say you don't need to post more than once a day. And once a day more is for Instagram and Twitter. They're much higher turnover. A lot of people say on Twitter you can post several times a day even, and that's not overkill. So to that. And then in terms of not being too salesy, it really is just being you as a coach, giving people value. And the main thing about not being so salesy is you're not saying contact me for this, contact me for that, this is what I do. You're just giving. That's the thing about countering the salesy. You're just giving people value. That's what you do. And yeah, it is a bit of a no-no to say contact me, this is what I do. That's a bit of a no-no in the social media. But what I would say is there are loads of great experts out there who offer loads of great articles. The guy I use, Skyline Media Social, I think that's the name of the website. Yeah, Skyline Media Social. He's got loads of free articles, as have lots of people. All you need to do is Google, and there's so much information out there how to do it in a really good, authentic way. Yeah. Here we go. So a few more questions coming in. Yeah, this is another thing. This is is it slightly separate to social media? This is more marketing for, but it's all always linked to social media. And this is the importance of webinars and courses. So how important do I think it is to generate webinars and courses? Yeah, you're right. Thank you. A.N. Bellamans again. Webinars are hugely, hugely important. And I've just, again, been speaking yesterday to someone about this. Webinars are where it's at in terms of conversions. They're hugely successful. And that really is a way, a great way to convert people who you've built up in your social network, who you've built relationships with, who you've been posting to, who are following you. That is a great way to then convert them into paying clients for either your online courses or your one-to-one work. So massively important. Yes, I'm going to be doing mine in January, February of next year. So really, really important. What has been my biggest surprise since starting this? The biggest surprise was the unexpected people who got in contact with me on the back of my social media presence. And this literally was people from years ago, people I've forgotten about, a lot of corporate stuff as well, because all of my posting is very much tailored to my private clients. And what I was really surprised about was the impact that was having on people in corporate arenas as well. But hey, as I always say about corporates, it's you're just they're just human beings as well. But that was my biggest surprise, and that it was just really unexpected ways and people and things and opportunities coming to me on the back of it. And again, it's about what I say. It's just that you're just putting yourself in people's minds. That's what it is. And they go, oh yeah, oh yeah. And they just remember you every time they see a post by you, or every time they see a video by you, they're just re-remembering you and going, oh yeah, we had a conversation about this once. Oh yeah, she does corporate work as well. Or oh yeah, she coaches through certification. And now I'm doing that. So that has been the biggest surprise. Yeah. Do you need to have a website as well, or can you just use social media platforms? I would say now, in this day and age, even if you have a single website page that's a really simple one that you've done yourself, or you've gotten a friend's teenage brother or whatever it is to knock up, to at least have a website page, yes. Because when you're using social media, when you're talking to people about what you do, people like to have somewhere to go to have a look and find out more information about you. So really, like, even if you're not going fully interactive and anything like that, and like I say, until this year, I just had a website, you know, with a contact form. That's it. I had no social media presence whatsoever, but what I did have was information about me, what I do, and the benefits people would get from working with me. So I'd say I really would recommend it, yeah. Do I adjust my posts and messages for each of the different channels, or do I use similar that I put out to different channels? What I do is, like I say, through Buffer, I do put in the same post and then I do tweak it, yes. So for example, Twitter is a lot shorter, so you have to tweak it anyway for word count. Facebook is my most familiar in terms of language and casual language, because that's also people I know on there. And then Instagram is a lot shorter and it's very much about the visual. So yes, similar message, but definitely do tweak it to the different channels, absolutely. Okay, so what else? Any more questions that are coming through? And I can just, if not, I can just go through to the ones that have already been through. So is it possible to create something that later becomes too big a beast to manage? And then, yeah, I would say hopefully yes, it does become a big thing to manage, but that's where you start outsourcing. So in terms of getting things, getting questions replied to, again, this is something I'm looking at now, automate wherever possible. But as a coach, I think it's really important that you're keeping your voice your message. So I really have all the back end stuff dealt with, so like newsletter, things like that that come off of things. I get my PA to deal with that. But I really like to be doing the posting, the content myself. So who knows, we'll see in the future how, what other things I have to put around that. But I think for me, it's really important that I am doing that and I am managing that. But as I say, there are ways to do that in an efficient, productive way. Yeah. Cool. So some more questions coming through. Do I pay for online support service? Yeah, I do pay for Buffer, and that costs me $7.99 a month. Worth absolutely every single penny. What's that? £2 a week. Worth every single penny. That's what I use for Buffer. Any thoughts on the benefit of video posts versus written posts? Yeah, apparently video is where it at. Video is where it's at. In terms of engagement, you get so much more engagement through video than through written posts. And when you're starting out, I reckon just start out. So just start out by sharing other people's contents, other people's thoughts. Write blog posts. Absolutely write a blog post, and I would say once a week is where you should be heading for. And then I would say think about video, unless you're all on it and you want to go for video now, and just know that there's a lot more to do with video. So I actually get someone to edit mine. I mean, I used to work in TV, and there's no way I would have the time to even edit the videos. So I actually do my own searching in terms of looking for search terms, tag words, because that's another really important thing. In terms of your content, it's really important to look at what people are searching for. So you don't have to get a specific app. I use Keyword Finder, which is brilliant. So you can type in if you're thinking about, I don't know, I'm just looking at my list here for all my videos and blogs. So if you're thinking about saboteurs, a lot of people don't, and you're wanting to do a blog around saboteurs and how great it is to identify your saboteur. The whole concept of saboteur is brilliant. Most people don't know about it. I think it's one of the best things we can teach people. You know, when you go in and type in saboteur, you'll get no hits. But when you look at the questions people are asking that are related to it, that is where you'll attract people to whatever you're producing. So it's really important to producing content that starts getting found by people as well. No point writing blogs, making videos that are not going to get found by people. So that's a really important piece. What else does it say about that? The benefit, going back to the benefit of video. Yeah, so much more in terms of engagement, in terms of people opening, in terms of people also connecting with you. So connecting, the connection is so much more stronger. You think about if I had just written this and just answered these questions versus how it feels to be face to face to somebody telling you the answers to the questions that you have. So that is the difference between video and blogs. And even if you're not doing any social, it is highly recommended that you post a video of yourself on your website. Again, that's something I resisted for years and years, and I don't have on my Sue Belton website, but obviously I have on my Change Your Life in 5 website. But again, huge difference in terms of how someone feels they're connecting to you. You know, it's live. It's completely different to the written word. So that's the difference. Okay, how do I find your company Facebook site? Oh, it's Change Your Life in 5. It's my Facebook site. Which blogs do you tend to use? Simon, can you just let me know what you mean by that? I use WordPress. Do you mean the format that I put it on or where I publish it? I publish my blogs on Medium. I haven't got a lot on there though. LinkedIn, I do a lot on LinkedIn. But that's the thing, once you create your content, you can then publish it in lots of different places, and that's actually beneficial. I was really worried that there would be overkill, as someone asked about earlier, but actually it's really good that people see you and your presence on lots of different channels. So that's a really good thing to do. So, WordSearching. where I publish. Thank you, Simon. Yes. So I publish on Medium, LinkedIn, and on my own site, and on my YouTube channel. On my own site, I do the blog version as well as the video. So I'm doing it both there. So I'm doubling up there. And I'm just about to then start pub. And then I publish that. I publish a link to that on all of my social media channels. Yeah. So that's how I do it. Mandy, thank you. I missed how you effectively word search on Google. You can actually just go into Google and put in the word that you're thinking about doing, like saboteurs. But if you want to go a level up, and you can actually go into YouTube and do the same. So the most common questions or the most common phrases will come up around that word. That's a way to do it. And Google Analytics is another way to do it. I've actually gone a stage up and I use something called KW Finder, which is brilliant. So that's Keyword Finder. And in that, I will put in, like I said, saboteurs or fears. And then what it will tell me is how many hits a month I get for that actual phrase versus other phrases that are linked to it. So that's how I decide on the titles for my blogs and my videos. Because like I was saying, there's no point creating something if people aren't looking for it. It's about meeting people where they are. People don't know about saboteurs, but they know that they're scared to change their career. They know that they want to change career and they're scared of it. So it's just about meeting people where they are. And yeah, KW Finder, I can't remember how much that is a month, but it's something like £10 or £15 a month. But like I say, absolutely worth its weight in gold. So Buffer and KW Finder, both really brilliant, I would say, yeah. Okay, do you sometimes post blogs from others on your website? I don't post blogs from others on my website as yet, guest posts. But apparently, again, that's a really great idea to do because it links back to other people's sites. Something else that's not been mentioned in anything that we've talked about or I've talked about and I'm not yet doing is podcasts. So again, I would say alongside video, podcasts are amazing. And why I thought of that was that's about including guest people in. And again, that's really great for creating community and having people hear you. Understand what you do and the value you can bring to them. Yeah. So I don't yet do that, but that is a great one. And I think it's a great fit for coaches. Cool. So next question. How to best build a following? I think it really goes back to what I said just right at the beginning. Really know who your audience is. Know, as with any marketing, know what their main issues are, so what their pains are. What would they want to come to coaching for? And then really speak to that. You know, so for me, it really is midlife professionals who feel unhappy, unfulfilled in their lives, want to change it, don't know how. So that is behind my Change Your Life in 5 website, blog, vlog, all of it. So what I'm doing is giving them tips, tools, and exercises to just have those little pieces to start changing their life. So if someone's not quite ready for a full-on coaching program, and many people aren't, you know, many people don't even know about coaching, what I'm doing is I'm wanting to give people little ways of changing their life that they can actually practically do. So that's what's behind me building my following, and that's what's behind all of my posts. So that's behind all of my sharings and all the articles I read, any of the thought pieces I do or any of the quotes I post. That's what's behind it, sharing those simple tips, tools of value that I can give people. And I think you just do that consistently, consistently, consistently. For me, I think that's the key on how to build the following. And again, I think what I said earlier is about really getting clear on who it is that you're speaking to. Getting really clear on who they are, and then getting really clear on what you can do for them. And then just giving them value consistently. That, I think, is the key behind building the following. Okay. So Any more questions? We are coming up to 1:40. Just check in. Any thoughts? Because I've done a lot of talking, a lot of information downloading. Please share with everyone else where you are, or share any private questions or thoughts that you want with me. And I can speak to another question that came through, how to stand out. Again, this is about really defining who you are. So really defining your purpose, really defining who you are as a human being, which is behind, even if you've just started out coaching, you are you, and you've been you for a lot of time. You bring that to your coaching. So who you are, what you bring, what your purpose is, and then from that place, who you want to speak to. So that's, I think, how you stand out. There is no one else like you. You are unique as a human being and as a coach in this world. You are unique. So I just really think stay with that. And that's how you stand out. Just do your thing. And I think you start to develop your voice as well, the further you go along with it. When I started out, I was just posting articles that I'd read. But as I've just been developing over the previous months, I've started actually being a bit more opinionated. So really just saying what I think or feel about things. And I think that just comes with feeling a bit safer. Because the thing about social media is it is exposing. And you do feel vulnerable when you start out, especially. So just get used to it. Just do it. I think with any of this, and as you know from the coaching, just do it, just start, and then you will develop your own voice. You will start developing your own message as you go along. Some more questions coming through. And if you've got anything else on the back of that, please do send them through to me. Okay. Yeah. So someone, thank you, Patsy, around that, about that is it. It is all about helping people. That's what you're doing. As a coach, that's what we're doing. You were drawn to coaching because, well, it is a vocation. It's not just a job or a career. It is a vocation. You were drawn to this vocation for a reason. So take a moment and check in what it is you want to do and bring to the world as a coach. So just check in. And then just think about social media as an extension of doing that, because that's all it is. That really is all it is. And I know that it can seem foreign and like other and manipulative, some people say, and all of that, but it's how you use it. If you use it from that place of who you are, what you want to bring in the world, what you're here to do, and you share from that place, I think it can only be great and it can only be a good thing. And I think that's helpful in terms of the fear and the overwhelm. Yeah. Simon, thank you. Yeah, it's a bit overwhelming. Yeah, as I say, just start. There's loads to think about. I'm only nearly at the beginning. And I would say just start. So just choose one. I say one or two. And just start posting. And then you'll just start learning. And you'll just, you know, have a look at what other people are doing. And really stay true to yourself. Don't try and be like anyone else. And then that helps with the how to stand out, because nobody is you. Yeah. So just addressing a couple more questions. Yeah. Being afraid of exposure has been my fear. Wanted to write blogs. Do you know what I would say to learn is that also the converse, which might go against everything I've been saying, is most people really don't care. You know, your blogs will be read by some people and a lot of people will just ignore them. So it's kind of like get over yourself a little bit. really, just do it. Get over yourself. Because a lot of people actually don't care and a lot of people actually don't take notice. And what you're going for is reaching the people that this will be useful for. So I think that's really helpful with the fear. Also, I was hugely afraid of the exposure and the vulnerability. Before I did my first video, I put it off for a month. And like I say, I used to work in TV, but behind the camera, I had to get a friend to come around and help me like over the edge and do that. I felt very exposed. So I would say, ask for help, you know, hook up with someone else, get all the help you can and just take the step and just publish something and you'll see that the world doesn't end, that not masses of people will make comments. On one question that I had from people sent in before was how yeah, how do you deal with any negative comments? I've only had one negative comment so far. Like I say, most people don't care. One negative comment, and that was when that was on Twitter, and that was a woman who I approached with my blog about how to live a fulfilling life. And she was in my demographic because of her age and because of what she described on her profile. So mother, working mum, a couple of other things, and she was in my age group, and she was clearly triggered. So we exchanged a couple of messages. It was quite shocking. She was clearly triggered and said, "What makes you think I need this? How dare you? Go fish somewhere else." So it happens, but that's my only one. And I've built a following of like about 400 and something now on Twitter. So out of all of those, just one, and nothing else anywhere else on any of the other channels. And just know that that isn't really about you. I clearly triggered something in her about that issue. And that's like, you know, and I was really polite and apologized. So I think that is, again, what I'd say about how to deal with negative. Don't take it personally and just get your content out to the people it can help. So, yes, it is. Hi, Jennifer. It is scary. So, yeah, just do one thing. Just do one post. Just write one blog. Just start today. And once you start, you'll see that it's just like anything. Once you start, once you get going, you'll see it's not that scary. And hopefully you'll start to enjoy it. Like I've actually really started loving actually being on social media, because it gets you to be able to connect with all sorts of people that you wouldn't be able to connect with. And for me, in line with my purpose, it gets me to share my purpose, you know, of having people know that they have a choice, that there is a different way to live. And coaching gives that to people. Without social media, there are so many people that would not be getting that message from me on whatever scale, whatever basis that is, who knows what effect it's having, but I wouldn't be able to do that if it wasn't through social media. So in terms of, I'm afraid of writing posts because I don't have great writing skills. Again, don't worry about it. Just do it. I would say, just do it. I was thinking about going on an online copywriting course because my writing skills are okay. I love language and I like writing. They're okay. You know, again, I'd say probably no one cares, and probably there's a saboteur there, because I would guess that it's not as bad as you think. Again, I would say just do it and maybe poll a few people that would be in your target market, friends or friends of friends, and ask them how could you improve it, but just do it again. So this is another one. But hearing you speak about putting it out there, social media makes me physically short of breath, diving off the top diving board. Thank you for that. Thank you. Yeah, that's how I felt. Absolutely. I absolutely get it. It is scary. It is exposing, it is vulnerable, but what I have learnt is that actually, you know, people who it's supposed to get to, people who are supposed to get your message will get your message, it will be a benefit, and those who don't appreciate it, don't want it, fine, they won't take it, they'll reject it, that's okay. Again, what I say to coaches, when our head starts going and we're just starting out and we're worried about doing this, or worried about doing that in the session, I'd say, this isn't really about you. This is about your message. This is about the work you do and how you can help people. So if you separate yourself out from the equation, that can be really helpful. Yes, you're the one behind it, but it's not really about you, is it? It's about what you're bringing to people. So I think that has been really helpful to me. And I think, yeah. Good to remember. So as we're coming up, it's 1:51, so we've got 9 minutes left. On the back of all of that, so maybe just take a couple of long, slow, deep breaths. I've been doing a lot of talking, a lot of information, so you may be feeling a bit overwhelmed. So just know that. And just connecting back to why you're a coach, what you're here to do. On the back of that, what are your thoughts about social media and how it could or may not, but how it could be useful to you and your purpose as a coach? And my request is you share that with everyone so we can all see. So whoever wants to do that, just connecting back to your purpose, what you want to do as a co-active coach, 2018, moving forward, how social media could support you in that. So just speaking to that, settling in to that, please feel free to share with everyone. Wow, lovely. Thank you for that, Bep. So Bep saying it will help me be more resonant with my offering. Yeah. Anyone else want to share? So in line with who you are, what you want to bring as a coach, what your purpose is, what could social media do for you? Thank you for that message. Private message. Yes. Feel the fear and do it anyway, Mandy. Yeah, I think it kind of is. And that's what it took for me to do it. Yeah, I can absolutely recommend that. Thank you for that. Patsy, I am going to write my first post today. It's aligned with who you are as a coach and what you are here to do. Thank you, Patsy, for sharing that. Yeah, so please do share once you've settled in and any actions you are going to commit to. That'd be wonderful. That'd be brilliant. Jennifer. Hello, Jennifer. You declared at Synergy last weekend that you wanted to be out there to help people find their life's treasures. Yes, you do know how. You do. Yeah, and that's it. That's what social media, I just think of it in that context, because that's all it is. It's a vehicle to get that out there, to get your purpose, to get your work out there. Brilliant. Love that. Sarah, I'm going to post the blog I wrote a couple of weeks ago and get rid of the risk of being laughed at that my saboteur tells me this is what I was called to do. Brilliant. Sarah, thank you. That'll be lovely. Brilliant. And it is that. It's our saboteurs. It is, you know, it's a basic, going back to the neuroscience behind all of this, it's a basic human fear to be rejected. So it's a basic need to belong. And by putting your voice out there, by expressing something, by writing something that someone else may reject and someone else may disagree with, let's just take for granted that they will. Okay, because you're individual, you're different, we've all got different opinions. Doing that is really putting yourself at risk of being rejected. And in neuroscience terms, in terms of the amygdala, so the ancient part of your brain, the ancient part of your brain just wants to keep you safe and just doing what you've always done, no matter the consequences. It's not concerned with your dreams and aspirations and life purpose. So by going out there, conquering that fight, flight or freeze response, you are going against that. And it's in service of who you are as a coach and what you want to bring to the world. So yes, it will feel scary. And yes, you are not logically, but illogically, but that's just part of your brain. You are illogically risking being rejected and hence you will not survive in the world. That's what all that fear is about. So it's really, really natural to feel the fear. And yes, as was said by Mandy, feel the fear and do it anyway. Brilliant. So great. So lovely to hear all of that. Please, if you haven't already written and shared, feel free to do so. And is there anything else you need before the call concludes in the next 4 minutes? So just take a moment and check in with yourself. Check in with why you came to the call. Check in with where you are. And just notice that. Notice anything going on within you, which is captain and crew versus saboteur. What does your captain say about this now? What does your captain say about what you've just heard? And how is it serving you to listen to that saboteur telling you you'll be laughed at? Thank you for that message, private message of thanks. Thank you. So as we come to the end, write down any accountability to yourself or you would like to share with others around this. And if you have any further questions, do contact me via my website, suebelton.com or changeyourlifein5.com. If you've got any further questions about this, I'm really happy to help. Okay. So, and another message coming in. Yeah, another one about the point of, yeah, loads of people really don't care or really notice. That is really helpful. And thank you for the messages. Yeah. Thank you very much. So just coming up, it feels like we've completed the arc, as they say, in CTI. Yeah. So my request is you just keep checking in with who is running the show about this. Captain, saboteur, and really who you want to be in the world, who you want to reach, and whether social media can help you. If it can, great, just take a step. Okay, thank you for joining. I think that's me. Lovely messages coming through, you're welcome. And yeah, good luck. Thank you, Patsy, for sharing that. Good luck with everyone. So feel free now to start leaving the call. I'm going to be closing on the hour. Feel free to start leaving. Goodbye, thank you.